buddy, I'm going to encourage you to stretch, because it's been a while since you've had one of these podcasts to enjoy. And if you're not limber for it, I don't want anybody, you know, cramping up. It's not what we're here to do. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Hello, everyone. And we're back.
And we are back. Let's get into it here. We'll start the Top 5 Things. This is a review of what we did on our morning show, which you can hear every morning on KQCJ 93.9 FM, right? Planet 93.9.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, no, all of that checks out. Let's get into it with our number one.
Number one.
Number one.
I got a chirping smoke alarm in my house.
Okay.
And I was trying to deal with that before I left, and I couldn't quite get it figured out because...
Before you took off for Florida?
Before I took off for work this morning.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting everything assembled for work.
And all of a sudden it's chirping.
And I'm hearing this chirping in the basement. I think, well, that can't be good.
Do people need to go to school today?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's back at it today. Everybody's right. Spring break came to an end as of today. So I'm hearing this chirping noise. And normally when a smoke detector chirps like that, it means the battery is out.
Right.
So that's no big whoop.
Nope.
I got that figured out. But then I go down to the basement and it's a wired in smoke detector. It's hardwired in. So I'm not quite sure what that means.
So I shot it up.
No, I just put a pin in it, and I'll get to it later on today.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long it's been. I don't think it started chirping until the middle of the night. I don't think it was chirping when we got home from our adventures to America's Wang.
How was the cat's vacation? Did that go okay?
Yeah, no, the cat was fine.
Good.
Yeah. The cat went and stayed with my father-in-law.
Because the last thing you want is for the thing to get outside and go, I'm going home. And, I mean, that's quite a walk. I mean, it would essentially take the entire time that you were gone to get home.
It's true. No, like, I think the cat's fine. It took a couple of minutes for the cat to figure out what was going on because it had never really left our house its entire life.
Yeah.
And then it went and to go live with my father-in-law for a week.
And car rides would only mean... vet visits.
Right. And then this car ride, it was, you know, hanging
not
out.
Not a vet visit.
Right. I was like, what is this?
A lot longer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she was out of sorts for like half a day, and now it's like it never happened, which is as I predicted.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went down to America's Wang.
Yeah. To Star Wars.
Well, we went to Disney World, and Star Wars was certainly part of the experience. A big part of the experience for me.
But for everyone? Did everyone go to the Star Wars?
Yeah.
Everyone did.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, it was me, my son, and my wife.
Right.
So our immediate family, we went
to
the Star
Wars. So they didn't go, you go ahead and do this. You're going to enjoy it. We're not.
Well, there were a couple things that I did by myself, but that was just because of the way it works down there. You have to make appointments to do everything.
Oh, you do?
Like, to go have a beer in the Star Wars cantina.
Uh-huh.
I did that by myself. Because I was the only one that could get in.
Did you pretend that you were in the cantina?
Well, I was in the cantina.
I know, but did you pretend you were in the real one?
No.
Was Miko there?
There's a lot of... This is the thing about the Star Wars down there at Disney World. It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool.
But did you see some people that were having a hard time with it? Like, oh my God.
Well,
I mean, like the super fans that were like just completely... This is overwhelming.
When we were down there... Just by luck of the draw, it was the same time that they had officially kind of opened up this Galactic Star Cruiser experience.
For the first time ever?
Yeah, that just opened up like a week or so ago.
All right.
And so there are these people who go down there, and I think we talked about this a little bit on the show. The idea is there's a hotel where you're supposed to dress up as a Star Wars character and pretend that you're on a spaceship the whole time.
While you're there, yeah.
Right. And these people are walking around the park with the rest of us,
yeah.
And they're all dressed up in their costumes.
In very believable costumes?
No.
No?
No, you would think
like
for the...
just bed sheets?
There were a couple where it's like...
This isn't believable at all.
No. There was like one woman who had like green skin and weird like contact lenses.
It looks like
more like a Star Trek monster.
It looks
like
you were running away from somebody and you ran into a clothesline.
Yeah, it was bizarre because these are folks that are paying $5,000-$6,000 for two
Couldn't
nights
you
stay.
Have a better costume?
You would think, right? You would think. A lot of them, you could tell it was like, this was what they went as a Star Wars character for Halloween, And they decided, well, that's what they
would
use.
Is there one character that it's frowned upon, you don't dress as that person?
No, I don't think so. I think everything's pretty much fair game.
But does everyone want to be like Han Solo?
There's a lot of that. Yeah. Most of it is, a lot of it I noticed was just people walking around in, it looked like repurposed Harry Potter robes. Like Harry Potter World's been open for a while.
Yeah.
And now that the heat's kind of off Harry Potter, they're all...
I got a good deal on Harry.
Right. It's like I'm going
to try to pass it off.
Turn this Harry Potter
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Exactly. Exactly. There was a lot of that where I thought, that's not a Jedi robe.
How many people dress up like R2-D2?
Well, that's a harder thing to pull off.
It is, but it's not impossible.
It's not, but I didn't see anyone when I was down there dressed as R2-D2. Galaxy's Edge is a part of the Hollywood Studios. So there's different, we did four theme parks while we were down there, right? We were there for 4 days. So we did the Magic Kingdom one day, we did Hollywood Studios one day, we did Epcot one day, and we did whatever the hell the other one was.
And which one's Star Wars in?
Animal Kingdom. Star Wars is in Hollywood Studios, which is our first day down there.
Okay.
So the day starts with my wife had set it up for me to go and build my own lightsaber.
Mm. And you didn't know about this.
No, I did know about this. Oh. And at the time I thought, I don't know, I need to do that. And
it's
she's like
Build-A-Bear?
Yeah, kind of. If I'm being honest.
So you fly all the way to Florida to do crafts? Jesus. Weightlessness.
That's kind of.
What the hell's going on?
I never thought of it
that
about, way.
And you're talking, and you're going to make, talk about my retirement.
I guess I didn't think about it that way, but God. Yeah, it was.
Weightlessness. Oh, Jesus.
Good Lord.
It was sort of arts and craftsy. You get to this this lightsaber thing, and they start asking you all kinds of questions, and the people that work there are in character, and they will not break character. And they're like, what kind of lightsaber do you want to build? And you
what do you mean, what kind do I want to build? I want a lightsaber.
Well, there are.
Can't I just purchase one?
No. Well, you can, but you have to actually, Darren, you have to have an appointment to get into the store that sells lightsabers. It's something else. And maybe it's because we went during spring break. I don't know. It was nuts.
But it was.
We get into this. The experience, the lightsaber experience is you go into this room and you construct the lightsaber.
So how many other people were you sitting with and
you all stand
discussing
around
your lightsabers? Was it like playing bingo?
I would say there were like 20 of us in the room. And you're allowed to bring one observer.
I'm going to put a troll doll on my lightsaber.
You're allowed to bring
a... I'm going to attach a rubber band.
You're allowed to bring one observer to go in with
what do
you
mean
for
observer?
The experience. Well, because it's a tight room.
I bet Owen, your son, I bet he loved that.
Well, this was the thing.
We flew all the way from Florida so I can watch you...
With the observer thing is...
Put together
you wait in line for your turn to go in where the scrappers
are. It's a flashlight.
You wait in your turn to go in there, and...
How long do you have to wait in line to go build your flashlight?
20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And the thing is...
This doesn't sound like a vacation.
It's all like... It's all groups of two... And it's, you know, the builder and the observer.
The observer?
Well, that's who gets to watch you build the lightsaber.
Who wants to do that?
It's a small space. You can't bring your whole family in to watch you build it.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm going to do it.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
What? So we're in
I'm
line.
I'm almost done.
It's like, I notice.
I hope it works.
They line us
what
all
if it
up.
Doesn't work?
They line us all up, and it's like builder and observer, and it's a bunch of dads and sons. Ugh. But I'm the only dad who's building it. Usually, it's like, you know, the dad gets to watch his kid build it, and my kid's like, "Yeah, I'll go."
You got a picture
there.
That's
of that? Fine.
I'd love to see a picture of that. Anyone took a picture of that? I'd love to see the look on his face. I mean, I already know what it looks like, but it'd be great to have actual. Hard evidence.
They do a whole spiel. They do a whole story, and you build it, and then you turn it on, and everybody points them up in the air. It was fun. It was cool. And they
make you fall in love with Star Wars more?
No, it didn't. I like Star Wars the same amount.
I bet Owen likes it better now.
you know, he was, I will say this, he was great because...
He was very patient. Because he wanted to just hang out by the pool.
That was what he wanted to do, yeah. And
cruise chicks.
Well, there was, okay, so there's the Millennium Falcon ride that we got to do. That was awesome.
Like an actual amusement ride.
Yeah. 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 You pilot the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, around. You get to pilot
it's
it.
Very cool. You walk into the thing and...
Do you ever go to like warp speed?
Oh, it's called light speed.
Light speed.
Warp speed is Star Trek. Light speed is what this...
Jesus.
Weightlessness.
Weightlessness. Oh, Jesus.
We get into the Millennium Falcon. That was very cool.
Now, how many people are allowed in the Millennium Falcon?
Well, it's four at a time.
Oh, God, that'll take forever.
You know what was nuts was we're in line, and it was the three of us, and then, like, they have to have four people in at a time, and just by luck of the draw...
Well, that's three of the three.
My wife's a teacher at PV.
Yeah.
And the fourth person was one of her students.
That's weird.
It was.
It's almost as if...
Small world.
It's almost as if... They followed you there.
No. Then we did the Millennium Falcon, which was great. And then I got to go to the Cantina, which was great. that was essentially it. Yeah. They had a robot droid.
Was there like fish head having a drink next to you or something?
So there was this guy next to me that was a bit of a know-it-all.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
And the thing is, I'm there to just have a beer, taking the experience.
What do they want for a beer in the cantina?
It was not cheap.
I bet it wasn't.
Nothing there was cheap. Buy one, get one free.
Did you get to keep the cup?
No. Ugh. No, I didn't. They have this robot. They have this droid playing tunes.
I bet. It's like whatchamacallit? What is the thing? Showbiz Pizza.
It's exactly like Showbiz Pizza. It's like Billy Bob, but it's the old droid from the old Star Tours ride, and he's spinning the tunes, which was very cool. But at one point, the droid starts playing a song, and the guy next to me goes, "Oh my God, we're very lucky. They almost never do this one.
They never play Freebird live."
It wasn't Freebird. They have like these different tunes that they play. And he's like, "Oh my God, they're doing the...
They never open with this.
They're doing the Batu Boogie." He's like, oh my God. "We're so lucky to be here for this." I'm like, "Oh, you know all the songs?" He's like, I have a playlist." Yeah. When they got to do the Batu Boogie, it was like, "Oh, we are so lucky to be here for this. I can't believe this."
How long ago did you murder your mother?
This guy. Oh, I got to tell you about this guy. Here, can I give you a little... This is the music.
Yeah.
This is it. It's like... Oh my God, it's Batu Boogie. They never do this.
You are very lucky.
Ah.
Oh boy, I couldn't enjoy a beer listening to that.
And then this guy is telling me, he's like, he's telling me all about all the different drinks and stuff. And it's clear that he's somebody that goes there a lot.
How do you afford that?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'll tell you this. I had my beer and
left with a headache.
This guy was saying too, he's like, somehow I mentioned that I was from the Quad Cities. And he's like, "Oh, I lived there for a year. I was trying to be a wrestler. At the wrestling academy." I'm like, "Oh, that checks out. Okay, yeah. I get it. That's cool." Yeah. It was great, but I wanted to tell you this, that there was this big ride called Rise of the Resistance, where you get on, the gimmick is you get on a starship, and then you get captured by a Star Destroyer, and then you have to escape the Star Destroyer.
Do you get to throw punches?
No, you're in a ride the whole time. You don't get to punch anybody. You would get
Do you get to use your lightsaber against them?
I you could have. I didn't. I chose not to. They went back to the room, and I said, "Take my lightsaber back to the room then," because I hung out for a while by myself in Star Wars.
That had to feel good to say out loud. "Here, take my lightsaber with you."
We're waiting in line for this Rise of the Resistance, and you can check on your phone what the wait times are for everything.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And It's like 160 minute wait.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I can't justify that. And then as you look, they have like forecast at times. And if you go a little bit later on at night, it's like 120 minute wait.
But that's
like,
only a forecast.
Right. I'm thinking I could do that. We waited in line.
Two hours?
We waited in line for 2.5 hours.
Oh.
And we got right to where you get on the ride.
Uh-huh.
And the thing shut down. And they're like, sorry. Ride's closed. And the thing broke down like 4 or 5 times throughout the course of the day.
I like Star Wars.
So then we didn't get to go on that big
Please,
ride.
Mr. Star Wars, let me in.
I was furious because I was like, oh, man, that's one thing I wanted. You know, I got
so
to
you
go
never did do
stuff.
It?
No, I got my son who's a champ was like, we need to do this, Dad. This is important to you. So we went. You can go from park to park. So we ended up going back a couple days later and waited in line 2 hours and rode it. And it was great. It was cool. So I got to do everything Star Wars.
Well, good.
And yeah, it was awesome. I don't know that I need to do it again.
No.
And there were, I mean, these people that are on this cruise are something else.
Now, were you able to get
Too
the lightsaber? Were you able to explain to a TSA that it was just a lightsaber that you were packing in your...
They were very familiar. I will tell you this. In Orlando, they're very familiar with what that is.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it was crazy. As I was there at the airport in the TSA line, I'm looking around. Every guy about my age has one of these lightsabers.
Has a lightsaber.
Yeah. They're making bank on these lightsabers. It was something else. But it was very cool. I had a blast. But it's nice to be here, too. I was looking forward to getting back here. After a while, it gets to be too much Star Wars.
Oh, the heat. My God, the heat.
Number two. This story, I'm confused by.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if maybe you can help me understand. A man was fatally shot.
You know what?
By his rescuer.
Yeah, I saw that headline the other day, and I thought, what? Just the headline is, like, baffling.
The headline is a lot to unpack.
Just give us the headline.
A man was fatally shot by his rescuer after falling in a South Carolina lake.
Uh-huh.
The shooting has been ruled self-defense.
What?
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 How angry were you
at the person
who was trying to save you?
And you're in the middle of a lake?
I mean...
And you're like, all right, you know what? Only
I mean,
one
did,
way to
did
end
Did the
this.
Other guy throw you in? Had to have, right?
South Carolina prosecutors decided not to file charges.
Okay, they're not going to file charges.
No, they're not filing charges against...
Self-defense, because the guy I was trying to save was so mad at me, I had to kill him. Is that what's happening here?
Let me walk you through this. South Carolina prosecutors deciding not to file charges in a case where a man who fell off a recreational watercraft was fatally shot by his rescuer. Now, I'll argue that's a misnomer. You're not a rescuer if you're somebody who fatally shoots, right?
Well, I tried to be.
This.
Look, so he's on a jet ski.
It's a recreational watercraft. I don't know. It was a jet ski. The incident happened Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, he's so mad.
When a man and a woman, neither of them were wearing life jackets, fell off a jet ski into Lake Kiowee.
Okay.
The sheriff's office said in an earlier news release, the couple on a nearby pontoon boat saw the man and the woman in distress in the water and brought them on board.
Gotcha.
Okay. So the man and woman are on a jet ski. Another couple's on a pontoon. Jet ski couple falls off into the water. They brought them on board as the jet ski continued doing circles in the lake.
Oh, boy.
The man who had been rescued became agitated and began assaulting the couple on the pontoon. Investigators have been told that he may have wanted to go back to get the jet ski.
Yeah. So he's saying, take us over to the jet ski?
The rescued woman tried to de-escalate the situation by pushing the agitated man back into the water.
What a hothead.
The couple then helped him back on the boat a second time.
Listen, second time.
You can come on the pontoon.
But start behaving.
But you got to cool out, man.
Yeah, but my jet ski, look at it.
It's just doing circles.
It's mocking me.
Hey, cool out. Just everyone cool out. Cool out!
So they help him back on the pontoon a second time. Another confrontation occurs.
Yeah.
And at this point, the sheriff's office says the man on the pontoon boat shot the guy, fearing for his and his wife's life being assaulted.
Yeah.
This guy died on the pontoon boat.
Can you imagine telling that story? So you guys were out on the lake. You're out on the lake this weekend.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well,
strangest thing.
It was odd. This guy fell off a jet ski. Him and his
we brought him on board. My goodness, you saved him. You rescued him. You're a hero.
Well, I mean, we kind of rescued him. We rescued him a little bit.
What do you mean?
We get this guy on the pontoon, and he starts acting like a jackass.
Shot him.
To the point where his,
point blank.
His date pushed him back in the water. And I says to him, I go, look, we'll let you back on the boat, but you've got to relax, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he promised he would, but then he got on. He was acting so crazy. Nothing I could do but shoot the guy dead in the pontoon. Because, listen, I'm not going to die by this knucklehead's hands on my pontoon.
That's the law of the pontoon. Everyone knows that.
I got two words for you. International waters.
International waters?
What happens on Lake Kauai stays out there on the lake.
Don't think that applies.
Yeah, that's right. Look at me. I'm the captain. I am the captain.
I'm the law.
Look at me. International waters.
I don't think that's correct.
Ultimately, the 10th Circuit Solicitor David Wagner found the shooting was done in self-defense.
If it's water within one nation. Don't think
No, we were out far enough.
We were out far enough
on Lake Kauai. It was international
waters.
You
never know what it's going to be out there.
I only recognize maritime law when I'm out there on Lake Kauai. I am no longer no longer subject to your landlubber laws. The 10th Circuit.
I am no longer bounded by landlocked decorum.
Your South Carolinian laws do not apply to me when I'm out there on Lake Kiawi. I'm not some sort of landlubber. I'm out there on the high seas. International waters.
I don't think that's right.
I have full discretion and diplomatic immunity.
Just because you say it doesn't make it true.
When I'm out there on my pontoon, whatever happens, it's between me and Poseidon. That's the only god I recognize.
Maybe Neptune.
Sometimes Neptune, depending on what time of year it is. Yeah, I mean, basically, he had no...
That is the strangest thing.
Had no other option but to shoot this guy.
What a hothead. I wonder if he would have calmed down if that jet ski had just,
look, man, I mean...
Run out of gas or just...
You're some sort of crazy person. And I think, frankly, you have to be a little crazy to be on a jet ski to begin with. But that jet ski going around and around in circles...
Just taunting you.
It's just agitating you to the point where... I mean, if anyone's responsible, it's the people at the Jet Ski Corporation. Because that thing just going around in circles is enough to drive
anyone.
He
didn't think he could wing him. He didn't think that was good enough. Had to go with the kill shot.
Yeah, interesting. You're right. Why not like...
Didn't want to put one like in his leg and just say, cool out, cool out. No.
Well, listen. First and foremost, when you're out there, you got to be careful because... The pontoon, you know where the gas tank is? It's like right underneath you.
Yeah.
So
you know how
you go to take out a leg, next thing you know,
yeah, that's true.
You blow up the whole pontoon.
You know where I aim? The two front teeth. every time. Let me see those choppers.
I have a saying. It's don't fire until you see the whites of their teeth. I put it right
there.
Right. I aim at the tonsils. When I'm on the pontoon and I've taken aboard a scallywag.
Yeah. No, it's tonsil time. I'm sorry.
You're getting a head shot. Pure and simple. That's right.
Wow. You shot him 27 times.
I felt I was in danger out there. Diplomatic immunity. international waters.
There wasn't one tooth left in his head.
This is at 2:15 on a Tuesday.
Wow.
Nathan Drew Morgan, 29 years old, died from a gunshot wound to the chest.
Ugh.
Put it right in his chest. I wanted him to know I meant business. I put that first slug in him, and as he fell to the ground on my pontoon, I said, "That's an attention getter, son. Now I got your attention." The man and woman in the water did not have on life jackets. Maybe that life jacket would have saved him. Who knows? Do they make Kevlar life jackets?
Or then you just kick him into the water. This bum is chum.
You belong to the seaweed now, friend. Hey, man, I got to get back on that jet ski.
I'm smart.
What about the woman who was riding with this guy?
That's wild.
And then she ended up pushing him into the water because she had had enough.
Yeah.
And then he gets back on.
Maybe she was like, thank goodness.
Yeah. You should have just drove away. Investigators were told that there may have also been some sort of argument between the man and the woman on the jet ski before they were ejected into the water.
Probably.
So
you're going too fast.
The jet ski people are fighting the whole time.
You hear them screaming.
Then they fall off the jet ski. And I bet she's like, I told you.
Dummy.
I told you you were going too fast. According to investigators, all parties have been notified of the decision not to file charges. No, I got to live with that for the rest. Do you know the stain I got in my pontoon? You can't get that out. Actually, you can. A little bit of OxyClean, it's gone. Like it never happened. If anyone needs me, I'll be out in a pontoon on a Tuesday afternoon enjoying life and waiting for some other adrift maniac to get on board my boat. When you got back on the boat for the second time, you should have just realized, okay, I got to cool it. But he didn't. And
that's all I want to do anymore on that pontoon boat. Save people.
But now he's dead.
Thought I was going to be the hero. And in a way, I guess I still am because this guy's gone. And nobody was happier about it than the woman that was on the jet ski.
No charges pressed.
No distress signal was sent.
Number three.
Somebody left our studio line as the number for a pizza.
For
pickup.
A pizza, and they decided we can't do this for you.
Yeah, I think the guy said Mr. Christmas.
Huh, Mr. Christmas ordered a pizza, we don't have anybody to deliver that.
Am I wrong? Is he saying Mr. Christmas on this, or is it?
Or is he Mr. Christmas?
Hello, this is Mr. Christmas. The pizza you ordered is from a restaurant that's closed, so you're not going to get charged. Let me pull this up, because maybe this is something our group think can help me decipher. I'm not quite sure what this guy is saying, although he does say at some point that
you're Mr. Christmas.
It's being monitored for quality assurance or something, right?
This call could be.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a message that was somehow left on our studio line, which I'm not sure if this is something that somebody like is using our studio line for their Uber Eats. Anyway, this was a message that we got yesterday.
Hi, this is Vince from Uber Eats Restaurant Support, leaving an important message with Miss Christmas. So,
Miss Christmas? It's Vince from Uber Eats leaving an important message for Miss Christmas.
Hi, Vince.
Hi, this is Vince from Uber Eats Restaurant Support, leaving an important message with Miss Christmas. So, just to let you know also that this call is being monitored and recorded for quality and cleaning purposes. And the reason why we're calling it in regards with your order from Pizzeria Hoboken, because right now the restaurant...
Pizzeria Hoboken?
Oh.
So somebody Miss Christmas ordered a pizza from Pizzeria Hoboken.
Gotcha.
And then they left our studio line as the number for the pickup. I don't understand this at all.
Makes sense.
It's been closed and we don't have a delivery person that will be assigned to the order. So we'll be needing to cancel out the order. But we'll make sure that you're not gonna be charged for the order for this once we cancel it. So thank you for using Uber and have a great evening.
Thank you for using Uber. You didn't give me nothing. Is that a thing, Pizzeria Hoboken?
Makes sense.
Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Miss Christmas? Pizzeria Hoboken? Yeah, it's in Hoboken, New Jersey. And apparently they didn't have anybody to deliver the pizza from Pizzeria Hoboken. I don't know why they're leaving our studio number here in Iowa for an order for Pizzeria Hoboken, but there it is. I'm looking at the menu here. I'm not mad at this. Chicken noodle soup, mushroom soup, buffalo chicken. Mmm, this looks great. Next time I'm in Hoboken, I know where I'm going for lunch. Peanut butter cheesecake? Did you save a little room? Well, that's weird. Should probably answer that. Hello, Dave and Darren.
Yes, hello. I was hoping to speak to Miss Christmas.
Who's Christmas?
Miss Christmas, this is Vince. Your pizza from Hoboken is now ready for you. So you will not be charged, but we will send the pizza over for you.
The pizza is or isn't coming?
Yes, Miss Christmas, this call will be monitor for security.
Is this Vince?
Yes, this is Vince. This call will be monitor for training purposes. And I got a pizza from Pizza Hoboken for you. You ordered a large pizza, looks like, and a lot of cheese and sausage on the pizza.
Now, there. The man said, buy one, get three free.
No, that this call
the
is...
man said...
No, this call is for training purposes only, and I will be selling over the pizza now for you, for breakfast pizza for you. And I appreciate you very much using Uber for your pizza. But,
right.
But it's just one pizza. It's not three pizzas. It's
but the
one.
Man said buy one, get three free.
Okay, I understand this. Sorry for the confusion. You got to get the one pizza for Pizza Hoboken. It's coming all your way right away. And you're going to enjoy
How
it.
How did you get this number?
Got it from Lee.
How do you know Lee?
I know Lee from Starbucks. Okay, hope you enjoy the pizza from Pizza Hoboken, Miss Christmas. Hope you like your pizza very much, and thank you for all wheels and wheelbarrows.
Okay. I think you deserve some sort of accommodation.
Well, that's Vince, everybody. He's a guy that works at Uber Eats, and he calls the show from time to time. Good to have Vince on. Is he gone? Vince, are you still there?
No, I'm hanging up now. That's enough for me.
Okay, Vince. I like that Vince knows when the bit's done. That's super helpful. Thanks.
So we are or we're not getting the pizza?
I'm more confused now than I was before.
Than ever.
Woman in England, Kaylee Williams. She was on vacation. She's 32 years old. This happened back in 2012 when she would have been 22 years old, right? She and four of her gal pals were on a holiday in Spain, which is, I guess, something you do when you're a British woman. They go out for good times. Kaylee Williams and her four gal pals go out for fun in Spain. She meets this mystery man on what's described here as a wild night out. And he offered to pay her when they're out having fun in Spain. This guy says to Kaylee Williams, he says, "I'll pay you $33 if you have my name tattooed on your butt."
How much?
$33.
Oh, boy.
Go, go, go!
And she says, "You're on, mister." Because they had been partying, and it seemed like a good idea at the time, she drunkenly agreed to have this guy's name, Daniel Forday, inked on her butt. For $33? How could I say no? She says... Quote, "I'm a bit of a party animal, and I was just having a fun time with my friends. On one night out, we saw a group of lads from Cardiff, Wales. They were all dressed up as babies, getting tattoos."
Dressed up as babies?
"They had diapers on and everything. The guy who I got to chatting to in the group said, 'Why don't you have my name tattooed on you, and I'll pay for it?' At first, I thought he was joking. But I did, and he paid for it. It was so random." So she woke up the next morning with a hangover and then the name Daniel Forday on her butt. But where was Daniel? He was nowhere to be found.
And where's the $35?
She says he was staying at the same hotel as me, but was leaving that day.
I'm out of here.
That night was the last night I ever saw him. And now it's been 10 years, and she's decided it's time to track this guy down. She says she wasn't interested in having a fling because she was in another relationship at the time. But when she flew back to the
UK... She was or wasn't interested?
She was.
She was interested.
She had a boyfriend. And she comes back from vacation, and her boyfriend at the time didn't mind that she had another man's name permanently tattooed on her butt.
That's a keeper there.
She says he just kind of laughed it off. I don't know that I would get a kick out of that. Now she's 32, she's a mom. She says she has no regrets about her impulsive tattooing because it reminds her of the fun that she had on vacation with her friends 10 years ago. But she's been thinking a lot about Daniel Forday and is eager to reunite with him. She says, 10 years on, I'm thinking I should try and find him. It's his name on my butt after all. So she started a social media search to try and find this guy from Wales. And recently she sent a message to a guy with the same name. She says, I don't know if it is a Daniel Forday or the Daniel Forday. I'm waiting for him to open the message. Now, the paper asked if she was single, and she did not want to divulge that information. They also asked if she was romantically interested in him. She said, I don't want to get into that.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Which means she is,
maybe,
right?
Maybe, I don't know.
This sounds like she is then, right? She's looking to make some sort of love connection.
I already have the tattoo.
Why would she not want to talk about whether or not she's single? She's looking for a hookup. This is like a romantic comedy. I drunkenly had your name tattooed on my butt, and 10 years later I tracked you down.
You've got mail.
She says it will be good to get back in contact with him just to see if he remembers. If I do manage to find him, I have no idea what I'll say to him. Maybe I'll offer him his money back for paying for the tattoo. Who knows? No, that's fine. I don't need the money back. No thanks. She won't say if she's romantically interested in the guy. That's an odd thing to not say, because it seems like that's absolutely what's going on here, right?
But she's with the boyfriend.
She doesn't have a boyfriend now, or she does. The boyfriend at the time, when she got the tattoo, is no longer a boyfriend.
Didn't care.
Yeah. And when she went away with her girlfriends on vacation and came back with another man's name tattooed on her butt, her boyfriend at the time just said, that happens, whatever. Like, he was cool with it. Certainly cooler than I think I would have been. Right? I mean... When your girlfriend goes away to another country for a wild time with four of her girlfriends.
Kind of my girlfriend.
You think maybe
this
they weren't...
This is just what I needed. This is the wiggle room I needed to move out of this.
Well, yeah, I mean, because that's what happens.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't think so.
Williams did not divulge if she is currently single or whether she may be romantically interested in Daniel. Well, of course she is single, and of course she is interested. Otherwise, she would say, wouldn't divulge if she's single. Why wouldn't you divulge that unless, I don't know, maybe she wants to keep a little mystery in the relationship? All she knows is she met a guy and agreed to have his name tattooed on her butt.
Keep it fresh.
Also, you don't know that that's that cat's real name.
I think it's Vince.
Well, you think Vince... from Uber is the guy who... Vince from Uber Eats is the guy who put her up to do this. That's an interesting theory. Oh.
We can't deliver the pizza.
We should take this.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Dave and Darren.
Yes, hello. This is Vince again from Uber Eats. I understand there is a problem with the tattoo on a woman's buttocks. We apologize for that. But I did not do that. That was not me. I did not do that. This call is being taken for quality purposes.
We'd like a $35 credit to your pizza parlor, please.
Okay, I understand there was some confusion about the tattoo on this lady's butt, but that's not my problem. I didn't do that. We apologize for that. But how was your pizza from Pizza Hoboken? Was it good?
It has not shown up.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry to hear that. I understand the confusion there. I'll do this, but don't be putting my name.
If I could get a credit, please.
Okay, well, as I said, we will deliver pizza as soon as possible. I understand it is on its way. It should be there momentarily. This call is being recorded for training on security purposes. I will say that when you talk about this woman who had the name on the butt, that's not me. Take my name out of your mouth, okay? All right, there's going to be trouble, all right? I'm not afraid to come down there and throw down, all right? You don't want to make Vince upset.
This Vince?
It's Vince. That's right. This is Vince from Uber, and appreciate you using the service, and let me know if there's anything I can do in the future, and thank you again. Okay, goodbye.
Man, Vince is not a...
Training purposes.
Yeah, is that what he said? I couldn't quite understand.
Number four.
Couple goes to a restaurant in San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They get a plate of nachos.
Makes sense.
At a Mexican restaurant called Chacho's.
Hey, Chacho.
Go to Chacho's. Try the nachos. They're at the restaurant.
Makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, when you go to Chacho's, you're going to have the nachos. Chacho's nachos are muy delicioso, I'm told. So they go to this this restaurant on a Sunday to go, have a meal. They get the nachos. And while they're eating the nachos, they realize that there's something in the nachos that you would not expect. This is not cheese or sour cream.
Typical nacho fare.
Yeah, no, it's not peppers. What they found, in fact, in the nachos was a combination hydrocodone acetaminophen tablet.
Huh. For free?
Yeah, it was in the sour cream on the plate of nachos.
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Hydrocodone is an opioid that is regulated by the federal government and not something that's typically an ingredient in nachos. The customer says here, I got the fork and I kind of started pressing on it hard, and it was hard. I was expecting to just relax and eat, and then I see a pill inside my food. Now, I'm just going to say here at the outset, if you're using a fork to eat nachos, maybe you should have a couple of pills and chill out. What's that about? Anyway, they freak out because that's not cool to have medicine that isn't your medicine in food. Employees working at the restaurant didn't want to comment on it. The owner of Chacho's.
I don't care if you don't want to comment.
The owner of Chacho's is a guy named John Burke. He tells a local TV station down there in San Antonio, quote, "We have operated multiple restaurants for more than 30 years. Serving more than 50,000 customers per week in our restaurants without any such incident.
I don't care about any of that.
Or even a report of an incident. Food safety is and has been our highest priority."
So what do you think happened? My guess is someone back there making the nachos who's got a couple of these pills already in them.
Yeah.
Just let one fall out of their mouth as they were just gawking at the nachos. It's just like,
taking a mouthful of pills and eating them like they're Smarties. One fell out. Well, whatever.
I make the nacho.
Mm-hmm. Someone's going to have a peaceful, easy feeling eating these nachos. The couple filed a formal food safety complaint. And the sanitation officers went and took a look at things. And
there he was, standing over the top of another order of nachos with his mouth agape.
Well, a health officer determined that it was unlikely that the pill was introduced into the food at the restaurant.
Hmm. I would have to disagree.
Check this out. The inspector went to the restaurant following the complaint and concluded that it was unlikely that the pill was put in the sour cream at the restaurant. This report here says, based on my observations during my inspection visit, it does not seem likely that any caplet was accidentally dropped into or contained in the sour cream dispensed by the facility.
Oh, how do you know?
Which means that this is a problem with where the sour cream came from. The officer noted that he took photographs of the containers of bulk sour cream in a case a traceback to in case a traceback investigation needs to be done as part of a larger tampering investigation. So it's possible, at least according to the people there in San Antonio, the health inspector saying, we think that the pill was in the sour cream when the restaurant opened it up.
I suppose if you're a health inspector, you get a badge, right?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to, right?
Be pretty boss. Wouldn't you like to have a badge?
To be a food cop?
Well, just anything that has a badge.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that being cool. Like, you show up and I think when I've seen that happen, I think it's more of a like a lanyard. I don't think that they have a badge. I think they just kind of show up and it says health department on their
it's
shirt.
It's a patch?
Yeah.
Is it like sewn on?
I don't know that it's as...
Is it sewn on? Do I have the option of having it sewn on as a patch? Or maybe even like, just like steamed on, like ironed on?
No, that'd be great. To have like a jean jacket.
Yeah.
And it just says,
or all my shirts, I've went ahead and taken the liberty of put these patches on.
Yeah, no, they're snaps.
I'm from the county.
That's right.
Or yeah, you could have something that just snaps on.
Yeah, it snaps. Why not? Just
If Woody had gone right to the police, this would never have happened.
Mm-hmm. There are always cases of people who get badges fraudulently to try and get free food.
Well, I'm not asking for that.
No, that's stolen valor is what that is. And also, I don't think that that's something actual cops do.
No, I'm not into fraud.
Right.
I'm anti-fraud.
Flash your badge to try and get a...
I like to shine the light on the truth is what I like to do.
Story of a Georgia woman who borrowed a friend's badge and gun to get free snacks at a Quick Trip.
Who's getting free snacks at the Quick Trip?
This happened down in Gwinnett County, Georgia. Another officer spotted 33-year-old Petra Lakish Edgerton using the badge to get free food at a gas station.
Well, who gets that?
It's common, I guess, for businesses to offer discounts to law enforcement officers.
Discount, yes, not free.
Well, she was...
is this, a shakedown?
This woman was arrested after borrowing a probation officer's badge and gun to get free snacks at the Quick Trip. Authorities say that Brandy Green, who worked for the Department of Correctional Supervision, gave Edgerton her badge and gun when she went into the store. She got pulled over moments later.
You're supposed to give anyone your gun.
No.
Your work gun?
No, I'm certain that's frowned upon. When Smith was pulled over, she still had the badge around her neck.
That doesn't sound like a badge at all.
No. No, I guess the other... they were together, and it sounds like the person that had the badge and the gun just didn't want to get out of the car. So it's like, here, take this in there and go
get
me. Who's
shaking down
snacks.
These convenience stores for free snacks?
I don't think it's a shakedown. I think it's something that they do.
Mm.
I think it's a way of...
this needs to be looked into.
Mm. It's their way of supporting the police, I guess. I'm sure it's not a lot. I'm sure it's like a free pop or something.
Still.
You're not walking out of the Quick Trip with... plates of nachos and a bucket of chicken.
Every bag of Andy Capp's hot fries counts. It adds up. And who ends up paying for it? That's right.
That's right. I'm all for discounts for... Wait, I got to pay for the friend of a probation officer getting free food? No, that's...
You're on probation.
Snack probation. That's right. Quick Trip just put you on snack probation. Why would you have to have the gun, too? Like, you just walk in there. It's not like you have a holster. You're just a regular person. You're holding the gun in one hand and a badge around your neck? I'm here for the snacks. Thank you. I got pulled over and had to deal with the consequences. I'm guessing, too, this probation officer is no longer a probation officer, right? Because it says here that that the person who let her borrow the gun and the badge was suspended once the agency was made aware of the incident. And then she then resigned when she was told an internal investigation was underway. She was made aware of an investigation and resigned on the same day. Yeah, yeah. It was a good run while it lasted. All the pop I wanted.
Yeah, follow the money or the lack thereof.
Five.
Number five.
Miami Beach declaring a state of emergency and implementing a curfew because of violence happening down at spring break.
Florida.
This after shootings over the weekend that wounded five people. During a news conference yesterday with the Miami Beach Police Department, the mayor, Dan Gelber, said that tourists have created an unacceptable atmosphere across the city and that the city is way past its endpoint. It's a state of emergency at this point. Welcome to spring break. Are you guys having fun? Sounds like you may be having a little bit too much fun. Maybe cool it with the...
See, that's not the sort of fun you had back in the day.
No.
What happened to you? You guys ended up in a gymnasium in Georgia?
Well, that was on the way back.
still.
Yeah.
Still. No. And had to make a break for it using the back roads of Alabama.
It's true. We had to sneak out through Alabama. Not
the old Alabama getaway.
Not the best.
Thank you, Grateful Dead.
Yeah. If I had to go back and relive it, it's it was not a great spring break. Like none of the stuff.
Was there anybody of your buddies of your team who decided to, you know, I'm just gonna stay back. I'm not going.
Oh, no, we all went.
Stinky or...
Stinky didn't
Pinky
go.
Pinky or whoever.
No, Stinky didn't go on that spring break. I mean, well, no.
Was there anybody that stayed back and just, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and...
Well, I will say this, the following year when it was spring break time, I stayed back.
Yeah, you stayed back.
They all went down to Padre and I'm like, not a chance. I'll stay in Dubuque where I know what to expect.
Exactly. You know, I might end up disappointed, but at least it's a disappointment I know.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to trying to deal with the Alabama law.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, they all went down the following year to San Padre, right? Is that what it's called? Yeah, Padre Island? One friend of mine went down there and hooked up with a girl that went to our school.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the whole point I thought of spring break was you hook up with people from other schools.
That you'll never see again.
Right. He hooked up with a girl that was in our class there at Loris.
And then he regretted that after
you guys
returned to campus.
The legend has it that during a rather aggressive makeout session, she decided she wanted to put her thumb in his butt. and things got weird.
Was she a hitchhiker?
Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
No, I think that was just something that she thought would be a good way to pass the time down there.
I'm just looking for something to kill some time.
We're here for a week, man.
We're here for a whole week. And
put this thumb up there and see what happens.
It's actually, truth be told, it's as far as from what I can understand, it's a form of approval.
Yeah, the story was that he came back from his session with a look on his face that really said it all.
I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, it looked like he got hit by lightning.
It Bubbles the Chimp had that same look on his face.
Meanwhile, in Mims, Florida, they just arrested a guy after being caught on camera stealing a crossbow at a True Value hardware store.
They've got crossbows at True Value?
See, you and I are of like mind because that's the last place I would expect to get a crossbow.
I don't remember Pat Summerall ever mentioning that.
Go get yourself a crossbow and tell him Pat Summerall sent you. This guy stole a crossbow, stuffing it down his sweatpants there at the True Value in
Mills, Florida.
Now,
you would think that you would notice that. That's... A screwdriver, maybe not, but...
Yeah, that's...
But a crossbow? That's just
a very specific shape, too, right?
Yeah, it really is.
After realizing that a couple of crossbows had been stolen from the True Value store, employees went and checked the store's security surveillance video. And that's where they saw the crossbow-stealing thief in action, stuffing the crossbow down his sweatpants.
Oh, I just have to have that.
You just leave them on the shelf? There's just crossbows on the shelf. That you would assume that it's behind a counter, wouldn't you?
You can't get razors. Right. In most places, right?
Right? Say what? According to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, the thief, later identified as Darren Durant, could be observed walking into the store, stealing a pair of cutting tools off the shelf, and then cutting the zip ties off of a Raven Rio crossbow. He was then seen walking around the corner from where the crossbows were shelves and then stuffing the crossbow down the front of his pants.
We're going to need a price check in crossbows.
There's something very strange about that man.
Does it look a little weird the way he's walking around the True Value here? Durant was arrested a few days later at a parking lot of a nearby Walgreens after he tried to run away from a deputy who noticed him.
You're going
to
run with a crossbow in your pants?
Well, it was a couple days later. I don't think he kept the crossbow in his pants. Although I don't judge. I'm not here to... kink shame. They say here, as a result of the investigation and some great video footage from the store, they were able to get an arrest warrant for Darren Durant for felony petty theft, and he has two prior felony theft convictions. So he was taken to the Seminole County Jail on an unrelated burglary charge. He's now facing charges in Brevard County for felony petty theft. Yeah, he's at it again. I just had no idea that you could get a crossbow with a True Value. Could you get a crossbow at a local True Value? Is there an aisle for that? I mean, I suppose it's a hunting thing, right?
It's right over there where they make the keys.
Like, if you're...
Careful with that crossbow, Mordecai.
Oh, no. Wow. Crotch activated crossbow.
Oh, man, that was not a thumb.
No.
Oh, oh, whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Oh, well, Darren, that's good.
Well, what did you think it was going to be like?
I learned a lot, and I hope you did too. And we had some laughs, but now it's time to say adieu, as the French say. Au revoir, if you'll have it. Thanks for listening to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it!
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.